Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 11th of November, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, volunteers from Nepal, France, and India. Right now it's raining, and it's 25 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of a thunderstorm with scattered clouds. Temperature range from low 25 to high 29 degrees Celsius, with wind blowing from the east with 10 kilometers per hour, 40% chance of precipitation. Heat index is on 35 degrees Celsius. Sun rose at 6:06 a.m. and it will set down at 5:43 p.m. and the day is long 11 hours and 36 minutes. Moon is waxing crescent and 26% of it is illuminated. We spoke with Joseba from Housing Service about the new project Maitreya 2. Good morning, Joseba.
Yeah, good morning.
In latest news and notes, we read that the Maitreya 2 is gonna start. Actually, what that project is about?
Well, this is a project of collective housing for 27 units. It's financed by the government of India. It's one of the projects that they are financing regularly. And it will try to meet the present shortage of houses. In any case, it will not be enough at all. We need much more houses, and this is just a drop in a sea of waters that we need to tackle more deeply and in a better way, we can say. Yeah.
So who is going to build this 27 units?
We don't know. We are looking now for builders. We have put in the news an announcement looking for three. If we can, we will get three builders, and then we will scrutinize the offers that they are doing and the work that has to be done, and then we will select the best. That is our intention.
And these units are meant to be for who, actually?
We don't know exactly, because the FNC has decided that the use of these apartments will be discussed in the future, and we will try to find the best way for the usage. Probably many of them will be dedicated towards newcomer units, because presently there are 300 applications, and we have only 35-40 units to meet this demand, so it's very much needed. But maybe also another kind of usage can be envisaged in this project.
Otherwise, there are many ongoing projects and soon to be finished, RRT2 and Maitreya and so forth, yes?
Well, all these projects were launched by the previous Labenir, and now many of them are going to be finalized. And we have been requesting to the new Labenir to launch three or four projects more, we told them, because we are seeing here in Housing Service that there is a shortage of offer from the site of Auroville. And I hope that they will launch more projects soon, because there is a big demand, and frankly, the offers that we are doing for Auroville are absolutely insufficient in number of projects and in number of units.
So it's still crisis for the apartments and houses.
The crisis continues, yes. What the previous Labenir made, this program that they launched of 120 houses approximately, we were telling, we have published a number of reports that this will ease the previous housing crisis, will ease, but is not going to solve. Also, I would like that the people reflect about the fact that all these houses have been financed by private funds from their own people, but the community as such has not financed, I will say, even no one project. And only from the government we have had some funds for other houses, as this inspiration that is 15 units. But all this is frankly not enough to meet the housing crisis. So we need to take more steps and to be frankly more bold and more to have more courage if we want to solve this kind of problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see a French movie tonight at 8 p.m. with the title Le Plaisir de Chanteur, made in France in 2008 by director Ilan Durand-Cohen, and it is a spy comedy in French without subtitles. On Saturday, at the same time and place, you can see a film with title Temple Grandin, made in USA in 2010 by director Mick Jackson, and it's a biography drama in English with English subtitles. It's based on a true events. This Emmy-winning film is about Temple Grandin, a brilliant young woman coping with the stigma of autism at the time when it was misunderstood. With the support of her loving family and a few devoted teachers, Temple dedicates herself to learning and becomes an armed animal behaviorist. Her passion for animals gives her a unique ability to understand them, and she fulfills her love of education by teaching about autism and the most human ways to treat both livestock and pets. In real life, she had created a huge box, widely recognized today as a way of relieving stress, and her human design for the treatment of cattle in processing plants won her a reward from PETA. Today, she's a professor at Colorado State University. And Ashley Robindo on the Torian Bar at Nevis, you can see tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Captain Ahab, directed by Philippe Ramos, and it was made in France and Sweden in 2007. The stories are an interpretation of Moby Dick by Herman Melville, American writer. In the middle of 19th century, Northeastern United States. Who could imagine that this young boy reading the Bible in a haunting hut lost in the middle of the woods would become one day a captain on a whaling ship? Nobody. Yet, Ahab grows and sees the oceans. He becomes a frightening captain and meets a dazzling white whale, Moby Dick. We will see an original French with English subtitle version. At Echo Film Club at Sedona Forest, you can see tomorrow at 7 p.m. Life in the Undergrowth, documentary made by BBC in 2005. This amazing and inspiring series takes an extremely close look at our insect neighborhood. Special cameras allow us to see close up what only our imagination could see before. After the movie, you are welcome to join them for a free weekend dinner and a jam session, drum circle. Bus service to Echo Film Club, departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sedona Forest at 9:30 p.m. On Saturday at Verity Hall between 1 to 5 p.m. will be held an interesting workshop, Basic Stress Management. Unmanaged stress could impair health and block the joy of living. In this experimental workshop, you have an opportunity to learn some tools and techniques to better manage stress, including understanding what causes stress, deep relaxation to let go accumulated stress and to recharge your batteries, meditation to deepen your equanimity and be less vulnerable to stress, stress boosters, intended outcome of the workshop. You can better cope with all situations and experience more inner harmony. This workshop is open to all our Williamson guests and is free for our Williamson newcomers, and they ask you to register with Katir on 262 2045. Anne Finstra, it will present at Visual Room at Kala Kendra at Bharat Nivas in Pavilion of India on Saturday at 3 p.m. Architecture for Humanity in New Afghanistan. Anne Finstra is an architect, studied in Delft University, the Netherlands, and has been practicing architecture in European continent and in London. In 2003, he established his own design group and is visiting Orville shortly on 13 and 14 of November 2010. I would like very much to meet Orville architects, designers, concerned residents, and have a fruitful dialogue. Mother's Prayer, translated by Sri Aurobindo. Oh love, divine love, thou fillest my whole being and overflowest on every side. I am thyself even as thou art I, and I see thee in each being, each thing, from the soft breath of the passing breeze to the glorious sun which gives us light and is a symbol of thee. O thou whom I cannot understand, in the silence of the purest devotion I adore thee. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on our ourwillradio.org.